I called up this guy in North Carolina, and he had it's called a Wawa Z. That's the name of it. I kind of think it was made for CB radio, but I'm not sure about that. But he has one, and he mentioned about the diamonds shape, but I couldn't get that.
Well, in order to get the diamond shape, you're going to have to feed the RF and the audio into it. I think you're not using it the way it should be used.
Well, okay. I don't have a manual for it, so... Okay, I will look into it more.
Look at an older ARRL handbook, and look at the patterns on there, and look at the way they hook it up.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot, Jim. KB2LCA.
Okay, this is very good. Alrighty, at this time, I'd like to draw everybody's attention to package which I put together, and I'm going to describe basically the problem, and if you don't have the pictures, you'll be able to follow along pretty well. Basically, I was looking at having way too many radios, and wanting a mobile rig, but a portable rig, and I wanted to be able to transition between the two pretty quickly. So, I thought about it, and I said, portable stations require some specific thoughts, objectives in order to, and the good news is the space between my two front seats is pretty large. I can actually make it a mobile rig as well. Of course, if I wanted to operate from a fixed location, let's say in an emergency, I'd have that advantage. I had some various goals, operate first based on mobile, fixed, remote, and also perhaps from home location. These environments are, by definition, pretty brutal. They're not nice. They're hot. They're called dusty, water, or other humidity coming in. Pretty nasty. The other thing is, you have a station, you want to be able to play it. You want to attach power. You want to attach antennas. You have everything you need at the ready without having to go fumble connections or operational changes.
Hey, I'm going to sign out. SK2ZO, got a phone call.
With access, most bands have multiple power source options. In other words, possible. I want to be. But I also wanted to have some basic 12-volt package as well. So, had to be provided. The other thing I find, it's one of those bugaboos of mine, is that if I'm operating HF, VHF play, it's always kind of nice to have something on 2-meter FM. It's just kind of handy and there. Having a second rig for just 2-meter FM, which could be as well. And finally, you might want to have it so that build something, you can, while it's stable and anchored well and not going to fall apart on you and that and vibration, you want to basically also be able to change the configuration as equipment evolve over time. The last but not least thing is you want, the whole digital modes, you can operate here, dial your frequency from a computer, log it, or whatever you're doing. You want to have that computer integration function for whatever operational mode of interest work for you. The other thing you want to do is be able to program, equipment. And the other thing you might want to do is also have an APRS for amateur packet locating, and you can use the 2-meter rig for that perhaps as well. Let's go on. So if you have the package and you're on ViewGraph 3, what you have is a dry box. They're about the interior, it's a tapered box. It's tube-like, and they come in orange and green. I chose the orange. And basically, the dry box I chose was the larger one, about a foot plus high, about 16 inches across one and the other. And again, when you build this thing, you need to build a framework inside of it, radio equipment, but you don't want to start drilling holes everywhere. You want to be able to set the box down in a mud puddle, not worry about ingress of bottom and thing. So what I have is a picture on ViewGraph 3 is basically the picture of the dry box is an aluminum frame I built in it out of aluminum angle, which is a plate strip or strap, if you will. I also bought it at Home Depot. 1024 screws, pop edge, if you will, chassis box and into the metal plate, the junctions and corners together. I cut things either with a cutoff saw or a hacksaw, pretty straightforward. And on the table is some of what's boxed. And one of the things you have to think about is, you throw things on a table, what you might want to integrate. Design requirements in mind, you need power supply, you need a discharge, because you want to keep those batteries charged. You need to protection, you need kind of pigtails out so you're not climbing behind radio, some form of antenna tuner, probably some antenna switching because maybe the, not on the table in this turn anyway, part of the way too much box, that dedicated 2 meter 12 volt jack, like red lighter type of thing, 12 volt source in, not yet provided, audio distribution, switchable speed, perhaps a CD special to that myself, brake blaster, for, if you're for the Marshall, you can bring along a foot switch. And there are four simple things we always operate a station. We need some paper and pencil, knife to sharpen the pencil, or to cut things or whatever, and some form of external lighting.
Hello, radio.
You have hello, radio?
I caught you. N2DRO.
Okay, N2DRO. Acknowledged and part of the net. We're making a presentation. Viewgraph 4 is a close-up of what I had done in the box. And you'll note that the screws top and the bottom go through the plastic as well as the metal. Ones on the sides do not. And there are no screws in the bottom, if you will, the back of the box. Everything there is just, that was done to, again, make sure that no water got through holes. That was key. Minimize that, you maximize water resistance, you fill RTV, silicone, when you're done, and you can actually out one at a time, pour some RTV in there, and then Home Depot, something maybe, not shown here, but there are additional straps, horizontal straps, one across the top and one across the bottom to support equipment, hangers for bottom. Use screws where possible, that's key. The other thing is, if you can't use screws, some dual lock, mushroom cap stuff that Radio Shack sells, but you can get, don't want things rattling around, you do not. Okay, the next picture, which I'll go through quickly, is showing the power gate, which is a silver device, power supplies, and also charging circuits, for batteries, I'm sorry. Also a distribution rig runner, I'll use this, it's 25. They're held in, they're bolted together, and you'll see it's not using the existing whole power gate. That, note that the nut is facing you in that level, Loctite. The other thing is it bonds the two chassis together. It's just held on with lock, and frankly, wedged in up the left. You'll see a picture of the 3M lock underneath one of the batteries. Behind the batteries is a lot of it, and also between going anywhere. Then I made a custom jumper to hold my choice of batteries. The only thing I would suggest differently about the power battery choices is I would get an 11-cell pack, not a 10-cell. Those are 10-cell packs. While that's good, packs tend to give you a higher voltage, all general parameters of the radio. But at the time, and show metal hydrides, and show you the next view graph. The next picture shows the horizontal straps, power supply, all two front legs of the power supply, screwed the screws, placed them with longer screws. When back is not, but that wasn't a requirement, it'll hang, you can mount it vertically, and you can mount it. What I did with the mounting brackets for the 1000 and also the R135 2-meter rig, again, their plates were bracketed to the crossbar in front, actually in the middle, I'm sorry, they are through the chassis, I will say that, the chassis, but high off the case in itself is not waterproof, it's water resistant, but it's, you know, I've had direct rain hit plate. The R135, you know, has radio, which is very nice, acts as a TN. The other thing nice about the 135 chin and high low button together, of course the 7000 provides all bands.
W2AKR repeater.
Okay, the next view graph is less pretty. A lot of things underway and in place. Cables are for power are for the radio are in there, right? Those could be shortened appreciably and stuff in there. Now I've chosen to do that change over time. Small speaker, which is attached to the 5, has another one out of the picture. That will be for the 7000. I haven't chosen to mount those at this time, primarily because I also haven't finished up what I'm saying. That panel may go between the 7000 and the antenna tuner, which you see, which also has a two-position switch for two different, what again is not in the picture is another antenna switch. Now maybe for 6 meters, you should put one again, iFlex, or I should say, for 2 meters, it could possibly have separate IC7000. Again, things that could be put in a box, some box would be, and I'm thinking the audio distribution, audio switching, blaster, and I haven't decided what plus or a pro in there. It'll all be, also be mounted in there. Plus would sit very top of the control of the, possibly even the seat of that for right now. Okay, there are many other things to do. Stuff can go in the removable box, pops off, which is great, so it's hinged. Now, you will note that I took very good care to decide which way. Top is where the latches are, and the bottom is where the hinge. Did that because if it was in my truck between the two seats, I want to basically tilt it back toward the rear of the vehicle and be able to remove that lid. That was not done in a vicious manner, actually. It was done with latches would go toward the car. Replace the FM rigs I would keep in the car. You know, have two 220 FM rigs in the car for normal operational mode, separate from the station. Paper, pencils, pocket knife, flashlights, and maybe batteries can be fitted, along with any other little stuff that could accommodate the chargers and gizmos. I'm sure you'll see there's a phone sitting there, microphones in there, you can be a headset. One other thing, antennas and coax would go in a separate well, and computer. The computer is not going in this case. I was considered, but I lost the rate power. But I will say, there are many of these 12-volt adapters for computers. I've seen two that will work in low-voltage situations. One 100-watt supply, and that will take anything from about 9 volts or 10 volts up and give you the 8 laptops need. The other would be HP one. There's a supply. Wonderful. E-computers. Some of the other aftermarket ones, I've seen, not like low-input voltage. Given the objectives, current state of should we say implementation, got a long way to go, but there was progress and really thought this out quite well, actually. I'm looking for comments, even if they want a package that can go in the truck, any other minimizes fumbling stuff.
Repeater, time out. Repeater, reset, thank you.
I'm sorry, I wasn't watching the other receiver. I apologize, I did finally time out the repeater. But anyway, that's pretty much it, folks. Comments based on this would always be welcome. And any great ideas, not so great ideas, even if it's rear down, is welcome. So, thank you for the time to give you the presentation. And if there's any comments, please let me know. This is KJR.
And W2JEK with a question.
JEK, go.
Yeah, you're making this portable. How much does it weigh?
It weighs about 20-some-odd pounds.
Yeah, okay, that's not too bad. I was thinking of all the stuff you're describing there, it seemed like you ought to weigh about double that. You need a wheelbarrow to carry it, but no, I'm carrying this thing, up to any great distance, you wouldn't want it too great. Back to you.
Well, the batteries themselves aren't that heavy. That's probably the heaviest component in there. The radio is probably next, and then the power supply, and then the vibe. That's probably the boxy with the aluminum frame. Good question, though. I'd say about 20 pounds. Maybe right now it's under 20 pounds, and I figure it'd probably top out between 20 and 25. The other questions, comments, or confusions?
KC2KX, you had a comment.
Vinny, go ahead.
I don't know whether you mentioned it or whether it's there. I was just thinking, wouldn't it be nifty to have a switch to jack in a 12-volt car battery or two so that you can cycle through those batteries in the event that you were at the anchor station somewhere? I guess that's pretty easy to do. Or I guess to the left there, is that where you see those little those cigarette lighter adapters?
You could certainly do that. Yeah, you could certainly do that. That'd be fine. Because I'm using nickel metal hydrides, it would not be the end of the world if I just strapped in something in parallel to it. So that's probably the easiest way to input about 15 an hour.
Roger, so I'm just thinking, you know, you show up, there's an emergency, all of a sudden you're on the air, the next thing you know, people are giving you batteries to keep you on. What do you do?
It's funny you should mention that. I haven't built the connector yet, but I did build a cable about 6 feet long, which is Anderson Power Poles. I didn't talk much about that, but that's another element. All the power stuff is Anderson Power Poles. I mean everything. So, yeah, the game plan would be drive power, I think at this point, to that cable, power bus, replacing the AC, or just turn off the AC supply, and that would problem anyway. And drive, plug a cigarette lighter plug that has open wire at the other end, get to another battery, and they carry some hose clamps, go around battery terminals, and maybe some cord, even just simply alligator clips, you know, like alligator clips, jumper cables, cigarette lighter plug on the other end. That's probably enough to keep the batteries here topped up. I mean, you know, the good news is you don't have to suck down the current all the time through that cigarette lighter. could, since batteries in there have some reusable level on them, probably float them across an external battery source that might be a little potent and share the load that way and going.
Comment?
Okay, Harvey, go ahead.
Well, another thing I put in your toolbox, a voltmeter, and how about a small solar panel? I charge up my little Delcel batteries, the 12 volt 8 amp batteries, with a solar panel. It takes about 4 hours to top it off, but I use it on my FT-817 on Mondays, and it works very nice. So that's another idea. Have a portable radio like that. Then there's another radio that you can use. ICOM 703. That house has a built-in solar in it also. It puts out 5 watts.
Yeah, absolutely. Just out of curiosity, does the 703 have only 5 watts out?
On battery power, it's 5 watts. But if we use a 13.8 power supply, that puts out 10 watts. KC2AWX.
Okay, that's another good choice. But I think in an emergency, you want to try to... Well, it depends on what you're doing. Depends on what you're doing. In an emergency, you want a 100-watt radio, I think, as often as possible. But certainly, for you know, the other kinds of portable operations, 10 watts or 5 watts is sufficient. One thing I can, you know, Vinny, I was thinking about what you were saying. I do have in my kit, oddly enough, a cigarette lighter plug with binding posts on it I got from Radio Shack. And I could use that to, should we say, reverse, probably reverse load the batteries and provide external power very quickly from just a hunk of Zipwood, so that's a good thing to think about as well. Alrighty, any other suggestions? Oh, by the way, one before I do that, just for your reference, Harvey, the ER-135 has a voltmeter function built into it. You hit function, and I think fourth button across, if I remember right. I have a DR-135 in front of me right now, but the button across from there is, hold them together, and it gives you a voltmeter on the front panel, which is very accurate, amazingly enough. That's a useful function for monitoring bus voltage. So any other suggestions, comments? Yeah.
K2JEK.
W2JEK, K2BAR, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you made a mention that I think one thing you want to have is a must is headphones. If you're in a noisy room someplace in an emergency situation, you want to be able to hear what's coming over the radio without having to share the room noise with your loudspeaker.
Yeah, and oddly enough, my kit, my portable kit, has two sets of headphones, amazingly enough, one for each radio, but I haven't worked on how I'm going to switch back and forth or do the stereo switching left, right, that kind of thing. And for those of us who are a little fanatical, we might want to do that, but we also might want to operate separately so that two operators could operate that equipment. One microphone, oddly enough, that was the positioning of the radios was not an accident either. Microphone on the Linco is on the left side, the microphone on 1000 is on the right side, and that's to facilitate that station operational mode and separate audio out with access to their radios and microphones without crisscross. You actually have an HF operator, VHF operation, you know, operating the station simultaneously if need be. Good suggestion, Don. Anybody else?
NS2K.
All right, Jim, I got you, NS2K. Hold one second. Who is the other station?
KC2IGJ.
All right, IGJ first, then Jim.
What were you thinking on lighting? LEDs? I guess you haven't gotten to that yet, but you mentioned that earlier.
I didn't want to mention it because I have a rather peculiar requirement. I have a vision problem that is such that I really don't like LED lighting, and I don't like fluorescent lighting, which you can imagine with all these green bulbs and the green pulleys getting around there and yelling at people as to what we are going to have in the way of home lighting. I have some significant issues with that, and
thousands of dollars in my house to provide adequate lighting. And NS2K will tell you. I think I do that outcome as well. We have lots of lighting in my house because of... So what I did was, and it hasn't been wired up yet, I found some plastic bulbs, about maybe 4.5 inches across. They're 12 volts. I mean, they're going to suck 1 amp, I'm sure, maybe a half amp each. But I have two of them, and I haven't mounted them yet, but they've just got little simple tabs, and they were simple, you know, interior lights for cars. That certainly would provide an adequate lighting source. In a pinch, I could deal with the LEDs as long as they were not drobed LEDs. Washed out lighting does bother me, and I don't even want to talk about fluorescence anymore. That's a very personal choice, and I'll respect anybody's answer, but I personally am very fond of or very bright incandescent bulbs. I understand the implications of that in the current situation, but most of the time I can get away with, if need be, maybe an LED strip might be it. Okay, John?
That's your design.
Yeah, that's a real serious question, and, you know, again, as long as it's not strobed, I can deal with the LEDs. If I have a relatively unlimited power source, I just assume.
Okay.
But thank you for the suggestion, and I'm going to make them to look around for better LED strips. Add that to my list of things. Jim, okay, K2BAR.
W2TTT, NS2K. Yeah, it's very nice. Obviously, a lot of work has gone into this thing so far. Of course, I'm sure you're aware the even receive side power consumption on the 7000 is pretty healthy. I like the idea of putting the additional cell on the battery, since through the power gate thing you have a forward diode drop. And I notice, especially with a standard gel battery, you're a little bit low anyway. You run that through the power gate, and pretty quick you're a lot low. So your nickel metal hydride is going to work better that way. I like the idea of the cigarette lighter connectors. Question: are they directly on the power supply side, or are they on the summed power side?
Yeah, they're on the on the distribution panel side, so they're essentially actually, you know, think about it, they won't backfill the batteries. That's right, they will not do that. So I'd have to, if I wanted to do that, I'd have to split off the battery side, I guess. I'll have to tee that into the battery side. That's a good point. Engineering change 101 here. So, because you can get away with, you know, some period of time anyway, get away with, as long as the nickel metal hydrides are not too depleted, you know, down to their base, you can just strap them in parallel with something else to bring them up to snuff. They're pretty tolerant of that upon occasion. So I'll be moving that in parallel with the battery side. That jack will be off the, I'll take that off the rig runner. Put it on the battery side of the power gate. Good point.
Another question is on the Alinco. Do you know if you can get away with backfeeding that thing? Another possibility is to go in the cigarette lighter connector on the power supply. Use that as a separate DC source if the AC were not available, but obviously you can only do that if the Alinco doesn't mind. I've blown up power supplies doing that. The other thing is charging through the power gate is good because you can limit the charging current that way. The other little thing is a fan somewhere in the box. Accumulated heat could get kind of serious after a while. And it's okay.
Well, interesting you should mention the heat. In my vehicle, it's going to be mounted vertically, but I've decided, because it's the floor of my van, that I'm going to put a piece of wood underneath with a metal plate on the bottom of the wood to reflect the heat
downward from the car, because as you know, the floors of vans can be amazingly crisp at times. Rather, not a crisp, I meant hot, you know, create crispy critters on your floor. If you ever don't believe me, get a van, leave a McDonald's French fry there for a day while you're driving in air-conditioned comfort, and watch that French fry literally host itself into another couple of shades of dark. Now, your question about can you backfeed power supply, the illegal power supply, you cannot backfeed. I can tell you that right now. That's not going to happen. That's an output only, and I'm saving that for just, shall we say, the desperation, if you will, charging issues or, you know, external device issues. It's like the jack of last resort. But I think what I will do is I will, you know, well, two things. One is I will move the cigarette lighter to be in parallel with the batteries on the battery side of the power gate. Or two, that means I'll have to fuse it, because right now it's depending on the rig runner for back in the line there. And then, last but not least, I do have to get the 11-cell packs. I don't have 11 packs currently. What I may do is see if I can find comparable battery of the same packs to have one more cell and then re-shrink the whole mess. Any other comments from you, Jim, before we go into some?
Yeah, just a little comment. The Elenco, in general, is a fairly good choice for this, because you can crank go into the adjustable mode on the output and monitor the output current and voltage. So you can charge the batteries at a reasonable rate and through the power gate and not do anything too stupid. Looks like you've got a good start on it here, and looking forward to see where you end up with it. NS2K.
Okay, very good. Regarding cooling, I didn't mention that. To operate in the vertical position, I think we'll be okay in that regard. What may be an issue is if it's operating in the horizontal position and high ambient air temperature outside the box, let's say not in direct sunlight, but let's say a 95-degree day and there's no air conditioning and been operating a while. There is a thermal readout on the front panel of the 7000, as you know. Nice little, as I think I read somewhere, gimmick, but actually something to be dark and get it on the high end. But, we can watch for that as well. Again, that could be done. I would be tempted to air in. Again, it really depends on where everything ends up. I'm trying not to seal the last inch of this thing. I will say the rigs are tilted in the chassis on their mobile mounts. They're tilted down. Assumption is that it'll be on toward you or vertical cocked toward you. The other thing is that in my go with other things kit, cable for the front panel of the 7000 to panel is there and could be a useful thing. Extension cable for the speaker, and I have one of those as well. That's something to think about. Could remote that. Another person may choose to off and use a different kind of 2 meter head somewhere else. Heads on a plate, rest in the box, transport, but configuration might be a console or on a desk or whatever, and be doable to consider as well, a possibility for some. My design goals were consider front panels and options on access from somewhere. Anyway, any other questions, comments, confusions? This is K2VAR.
Yeah, this is W2G.
Repeater, time out. Repeater, reset. Thank you.
This is W2JK.
Okay.
W2JK, are you giving it to me, Gordon?
Please, go ahead.
Okay, we're dealing with a timeout on the repeater again. One thought on those bulbs you're talking about. Autumn bulbs, sounds good. Also, the common, ordinary 12-volt high-intensity bulbs, high-intensity lamps that they sell, they do about an amp, but they're readily available. Hard to get with the auto bulbs be if you had to replace them compared to a high-intensity bulb. That's one thing to think of. Also, mentioning power cables, try to get everything made up you anticipate using, that you can clip onto a post of a car battery, something that goes from your set to the cigarette lighter of somebody's car. Have all this stuff made up in advance, and make sure that you don't plus and minus swapped. And another thought, too,
Harvey mentioned, I think Harvey mentioned the vault meter. Maybe so that you don't mess things up too much, have one and get one of these $2 or $20 digital meters, just for the purpose of finding out where your polarities are. Some of these red lighter sockets in some of the cars, I understand, they've got the right into a plastic dashboard, and the hot side is the sleeve, and the tip side is the ground, so wired backwards sometimes. You got to be careful of that when you're in an emergency situation. So that's a couple of thoughts for you. Back to you.
Yeah, I had the word voltmeter here, and now I have the word add voltmeter to the list.
Yep,
you're absolutely right. That could happen. I did check mine and also check the jacks here to make sure there's nothing flipped. Now, that could be a possibility, and nothing bad can happen from having a voltmeter kicking around. So, yeah, that's a good point. Alrighty. And the right cable is made up for all good things as well. Any other questions, comments, confusions?
KC2, IGJ.
IGJ, go.
An analog voltmeter wouldn't need any batteries if you wanted to, you know, instead of a digital one. Never go bad, but I guess the digital one will probably run for about a year.
W2AKR repeater.
Batteries, but that's a good idea, yeah. Just a little OM. Not a bad idea. Okay, any other comments? Really appreciate what I'm hearing. This is great stuff. KTBA.
Yeah, Mr. K.
No, but I think the digital would be more accurate for both of
you. Good point. Good point, Don. I just have to root around for somebody that doesn't use a 9-volt battery. And S2K, go.
Yeah, well, obviously you need both kinds. Yeah, the analog that always works and the digital is more accurate. I'm a little bit scared here. You know, if there are some cars running around with a backward cigarette lighter adapter, the first time someone plugs in their best iPod or, you know, who knows what, they're going to smoke. Yeah, they're going to smoke anyway. There are going to be some really nasty lawsuits, I would think, and certainly a great deal of very negative press if someone is doing foolishness like that. I hope something like that is an accident, not a design. Anyway, I think we're getting pretty close to the end here. Time for my bed. NS2K.
Okay, this is great. By the way, our esteemed president sent me some comments. He's only seen the package. He's not actually, I don't think he's on the net tonight. I think he's occupied, but he's going to help, should we say, liven up the presentation. It's too static for his, too textual and too static for his liking. So I'm going to, a couple of things. Number one, I'm going to wait questions, you know, on presentation form. I will add in many and most of what of what you guys have suggested. I have a pile of things which I've alluded to and some not. When all of those things are together, new graphics done, et cetera, we'll make a Barra meeting presentation on it. I want to get people thinking about this stuff. You know, we're coming into hurricane season. We're right in the middle of it. We're lucky so far. And this is just splendid type to think about. I'm just curious, before we call it a night, I want to do two things real quick. One is, any other comments or suggestions? And the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly make a roll call of anybody who's checked in. Just curious, I mean, I'll issue a call sign, you'll say hear that. But anyway, I'm just kind of curious. I'm hearing a lot of call signs I didn't expect to hear at 11, like 5 of 11. Amazingly long, that kind of interesting, I suppose. Great. Hopefully it's nice. I appreciate it as well. So, any other comments for this box, for the orange box? This is Kate.
EC2KXV with a comment.
Go ahead, Vinny.
Just like David Letterman, basic question, will it float?
For a short time, yeah, probably will.
Also, is it balanced to float, if you know what I mean? If it's if it sits in water, will it be top heavy and flip over?
No, because the battery's at the bottom.
Roger.
Yeah, the center of balance is definitely to the bottom. But good question. I might actually be tempted to try that out, but that's another matter. Oh, dear me. Any other questions? Suggestions? Okay, I heard one little trip of the repeater. One more time. Okay, very good. KF2ID, are you there? KC2
KC2AWX, are you there?
Yes.
KC2KXV, are you there?
Roger.
KQZO, are you there? KB12CA, are you there?
Yes.
KC2IGJ, are you there?
Yes.
W4DSA, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you. W2JEK.
Yes.
NS2K. N3CRT.
Yes, Jim stepped out with a phone call.
Oh, God bless him. Okay. That's a good excuse. W2BCR. KK2AMI. Wow, that's pretty good. And to DRO. Okay, very fine. There are 10 of us here. I think we lost about 4 along the way. That's amazing. Okay. I'm sorry for the long net tonight. I hope I made it informative and interesting. If someone else would like to put together something like this, I'd really appreciate it. Charlie, I may ask if you would post this to the net. Actually, not this form of the presentation. Maybe if you don't mind posting it in the future once I get Steve's and my updates on this thing. W2ML is going to be making some changes, and that's really kind of a useful thing. I'd like to have it posted in a couple of different places, and probably just as good as any if you have the space. Anyway, thank you again, everybody. It's a wonderful evening. Hope to see everybody at the Ramapo Mountain Amateur Radio Club Hamfest on Saturday morning. It's Saturday morning, this Saturday. So hopefully we'll see you all in less than 30 hours or more. And that's great. I'd like to thank the Bergen County FM Association for the use of their repeaters for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association net. We encourage all members and users of the repeater to support it, and you can contact any number of people, including K2AMI and NS2K and a few others, WB2AIU, and AWRL addresses to become a member of the Bergen County FM Association. So thank you very much at this time. This is W2TTT for K2BAR, Gordon, securing the net. Thank you very much.
W2TTT and 3CRT.
Yeah, Charlie.
I think you had mentioned somewhere that you had something else hosted somewhere. Is there a place for that, or were you kind of aiming back toward my website? Because actually, coming up here in about a month, I'm going to go through some hosting issues because I'm going to try to switch.
And don't worry about it. Yeah, well, the amateurradio.tv site will certainly have to keep this package. And then the other one, and I'll send Mike an update, but Barra may put it up on their site as well.
Okay, whatever's easy. Maybe possibly through the Barra site. I don't know who runs it right now, but maybe they could set us up with a separate login, so maybe some of us could just, that with the know-how, could put stuff there that needs to put stuff there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Tony and Andrew, I think, handle the website, and Andrew's moving shortly, but we could certainly figure that out. That's no problem.
Okay, good night. I have to go wash dishes. N3CRT out.
Okay, very fine. And by the way, do me a favor. I'll send you an email the next day or so. My wife and I would like to have you guys over since you're like a couple, like almost our age.
I don't know if that's an insult or what.
It's a compliment. Anyway, my wife noted this. And it's probably a good thing. Anyway, Godspeed. Take care and enjoy. ERT, W2TTT.
Okay. Well, we'll see you soon. W2TTT and 3CRT. Good night.